Welcome to today's episode, where we discuss the recent crackdown on illegal cannabis shops in New York City. Since April 2024, over 750 unlicensed pot shops have been shut down as part of a coordinated effort by law enforcement and city officials. This initiative, known as Operation Padlock, aims to curb the proliferation of illegal dispensaries that pose significant risks to consumer safety and undermine the legal cannabis market. The scope of the problem. The legalization of recreational marijuana in New York led to a surge in unlicensed shops, which now outnumber licensed dispensaries by a wide margin. These illegal operations often sell unregulated products, which can be contaminated or mislabeled, posing serious health risks to consumers. The city's efforts to shut down these shops have been a response to growing concerns about public safety and the negative impact on neighborhoods where these businesses operate. Operation Padlock, a key initiative. Operation Padlock has been instrumental in the crackdown, resulting in the closure of hundreds of illegal shops and the seizure of millions of dollars worth of unregulated cannabis products. Despite these successes, the operation faces challenges, including resistance from shop owners, legal loopholes, and the sheer scale of the problem. The ongoing efforts to enforce regulations and protect consumers are crucial in ensuring that the legal cannabis market can thrive. Impact on communities. The presence of illegal pot shops has been linked to increased crime rates and a decline in the quality of life in affected neighborhoods. Community feedback has highlighted issues such as noise pollution, litter, and public safety concerns. By shutting down these illegal operations, city officials aim to restore order and improve the overall well-being of New York City's residents. Conclusion: the closure of over 750 illegal cannabis shops in New York City marks a significant step toward creating a safer and more regulated cannabis market. However, the fight against unlicensed dispensaries is far from over. Continued efforts are needed to ensure that the legal market can flourish while protecting consumers and communities from the dangers posed by illegal operations. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to follow this important issue.